Hi, this is Bishop E. James Logan, Senior Pastor of Christian Faith Fellowship Church in Zion, Illinois. Welcome to our podcast. I pray you'll be blessed by a fresh word from God every time you tune in.
Well, good evening. God bless you. Welcome to another ministry broadcast from the Sanctuary, Christian Faith Fellowship Church in Zion, Illinois. I am your humbled host, Bishop Logan, and I want to share another word with you, and this will be part four of the series of messages, My Times Are in God's Hand. And hopefully, my plan is to finish this particular series Sunday with part five. All right, bless your hearts, text, call, tell someone to tune in. It's time for the Word of God on Wednesday night. The Word of God on Wednesday night. Turn in your Bible, your electronic device, to Psalms 31. Psalms 31. And we're going to read verse 15. And then I'm going to pray. Psalm 31, 15. And the Bible reads, My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Pray with me. Father, I thank you and praise you, and I'm grateful again for the opportunity to share your word with your people. I thank you for allowing me to live the dream and the vision that you have preordained for my life. I'm grateful, I'm honored, I'm privileged. Now anoint me afresh to do that you've called and created me to do. Make your will and your word plain to your people so you can get the fruit. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. My times are in God's hand. Just a brief recap. Our times refers to our experiences, events, and happenings. Times refer to our experiences. All of our experiences are in God's hand. The events that happen in our lives are in God's hand. Whatever happens, the happenings, things that happen to us, they're all in God's hand. God, write this down, God oversees every experience we have. God oversees every experience we have. Nothing, absolutely nothing happens to us by chance. Matthew 10, 29, Jesus is speaking. He says, are not two sparrows sold for a penny? He says, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father. God knows when a sparrow dies, when a sparrow falls out of the sky, when a sparrow falls out of a tree. God keeps track of sparrows. He goes on to say, Jesus says, and he knows how much they cost. Why is it important? Why does God pay attention to how much sparrows cost? Because then at that time, people bought sparrows. So we can apply it today to say God knows when the cost of living changes. He knows how much it costs you and I to live. Isn't that good news? That's good news. It got to be good news. God knows how much it costs you and I to live in this world. He knows the cost of living in terms of goods and services and products. He knows the cost of living in terms of the faith that you and I are going to need. He knows the cost of living in terms of the emotional impact that COVID in this season is having on our lives. God knows how much it costs you and I to live in this world today. Why? Because our times, our experiences, our events, and the things that happen to us, they're in his hands. They're in God's hands. He goes on to say in verse 30 of Matthew 10 that even the very hairs on our head are counted and numbered. God is detailed in his oversight, in his care, and his concern for our lives. That the very, and I know I'm bald. Why do you have to look at me like that? Listen, God knows the hair follicles that are left in my head.
Mm-hmm.
He knows the hair follicles that are left. Is that it? The roots. Maybe that's the proper term. He knows the roots that are left in my scalp, in my skull. He is so concerned about you and I. My life, my times are in his hands, and so are yours. I want you to be encouraged tonight. Matthew 6:26. He says, Jesus is speaking. He says, look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap. They don't have a job. They don't have a job. I'm just a nature kind of guy. And I was looking at my office, and I was watching a cardinal just sit in a bush right next to my window. And I'm thinking, man, it's cold out there. But he didn't seem to be cold. His little head was going. I was like, man, God, take care of that little red cardinal. He didn't have a job. He didn't know about corona. But God is taking care of that little cardinal. Jesus goes on to say, they don't sow, they don't reap, they don't have a job, they don't store up in barns, they don't have 401ks, they don't trade on the stock market. He says, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Did you hear what Jesus said? Jesus takes care of birds that don't do all the things we do to survive, yet God takes care of them. Why? Because birds are in his hand. Everything that God created is in his hand. Don't let the devil fool you. Don't let the world trick you. Don't let liars and deceivers deceive you. God is still in control. He is still God. He is still the big G God. He's still God Almighty, in spite of everything that you and I may experience and we may encounter. God keeps detailed records of his creation. And Jesus goes on to say, are not you more valuable than they are? My brother, my sister, you are more valuable than the birds in the air that fly through the sky. You're more valuable than the sparrows that at one time were sold for sacrifice and for eating or for whatever the purposes may have been. You are more valuable than any other creature that God created, because mankind is the apple of God's eye. Think about that. You and I are the apple of his eye. And if God is that concerned about sparrows and birds, you know he cares about you. I want you to understand, God cares about you. He cares about your family. He cares about your health. He cares about your mental health, your physical health, your financial health. He cares about your familial surroundings and your relationships with family and friends. God is concerned. And he said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. God is so concerned that he watches over the smallest details of your life. God doesn't miss the smallest detail of your life, because your life is in his hand. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 6, listen to this. And Satan said, as he took Jesus up to the top of the temple when he was tempting him, he says to Jesus, really, really, really think about this now. Jesus is being tempted by the devil. And in one instance in the temptation, he takes Jesus up to the top or the pinnacle, the King James says, of the temple. And he says, won't you throw yourself down? If you're the Son of God, if God is your Father, throw yourself down. And watch what the devil does. He quotes scripture to Jesus. He says, because it is written, He put his angels in charge of you, lest at any time you dash your foot against a stone. The devil was quoting from Psalm 91. God puts his angels in charge of us. This is also where one of the scriptures we get guardian angels from. I want you to know God is watching you, but he's also got angels watching you and I. And this is what the devil told Jesus, and he's quoting from scripture. He says, why don't you just, oh my God, I gotta stop and I gotta tell someone not to hurt themselves. Things may look hopeless, but they're not, because your life is in God's hands. Don't cut yourself. Don't jump off of a building. Don't overdose or attempt to overdose on drugs because you think there's no other recourse for your life. You think there's no reason to live. It's so bad. It's so painful. It's so horrible. But there's angels that are there to help you. All you need to do is cry out and say, God, help me. Help me. God, help me. God, help me right now. And I believe that help will come in some form or fashion. Help will come for your mind. Help will come for your spirit. Help will come to your soul. Help may knock on your door. Help may come in the form of a cell phone call. But I guarantee you, God knows everything you've been through, and he's given angels the responsibility to watch over you. And if you just cry out for help, God will help you, because he's a very present help in a time of trouble. It may not look like it. It may not feel like it. But your life, my brother, my sister, young girl, your life is in God's hands. So don't take your life into your own hands and take your life. Remember who created you and cry out to him, because he will help you. God, you need to know this. He even let the devil tell us when he was tempting Jesus, he doesn't want you to even stub your toe. He doesn't want you to hurt yourself by accident or on purpose, tripping over a stone.